Loretto Hospital on Chicago's West Side is the first place where coronavirus vaccines were administered in that city. And Dr. Nikhila Juvati, the hospital's chief clinical officer, is one of the people who's been giving those shots to her hospital's frontline workers. But at Loretto and at hospitals around the country, not every eligible healthcare worker actually wants the vaccine. Dr. Juvati joins me now to talk about how she's been addressing that. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So there was this recent survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation that showed nearly a third of healthcare workers probably would not or definitely would not get the vaccine. I'm curious, are you seeing that same level of distrust at your own hospital?
Yes, we are, actually. We did a survey right before the vaccine came out in anticipation. It was a general survey, just asked a question basically as to where you work in the hospital and would you or would you not get the vaccine when it is your turn. We came up with 60% said yes, and 40% actually said no.
Well, those numbers are surprising to me because we're talking about healthcare workers who, I guess you would think, would trust the available science. So what do you think is driving this hesitation to get these shots, at least among your own staff?
You know, there's a lot of different factors, but there's some things are reasonable. Let's say that pregnant women or breastfeeding women can say that there's not enough research. But then there's a wider hesitancy that almost is not rooted in the available science, just like you said, especially among our staff, which reflects the wider community. I mean, I've heard Tuskegee more times than I can count in the past month. And, you know, it's a valid concern. And in African-American population, and to some extent in the Latino population, there are reasons for this, meaning there's no transparency between pharmaceutical companies or research companies or the government sometimes on how many people from those communities were actually involved in the research. So they have an issue with that. And then they have also heard the word guinea pig, and because that community mm-hmm. was used, unfortunately, as guinea pigs, whether it was Tuskegee, whether it was Henrietta Lacks's cells being used without her permission, that caused them to have this mistrust. So what we want and need to do is figure out how to move forward with that.
Well, I want to ask about how to move forward, because as you say, your hospital staff reflects the broader community that you are in. You are in a neighborhood called Austin, which is majority Black. And this Kaiser survey that I cited, it also showed that a third of Black Americans overall are hesitant to get COVID shots. So if some of your own healthcare workers are hesitant about the vaccine or are skeptical, how do you convince the broader community where you are that they should be getting vaccinated?
So we've had town halls answering questions of every kind, whether it's what is an mRNA vaccine? What is the difference between one and the other? Be honest about the side effects. And I tell them the answers to those questions very honestly and very transparently. One thing I will tell you that has really worked is one-on-one conversations. So it usually goes something like, hey, what are your concerns? And the first thing you have to do is listen to those concerns. Do not dismiss them. And then explain and answer those questions to the best of your ability.
Do you picture at some point, if people remain reluctant, that you're just going to have a bunch of vaccine sitting around unused when these shots become more widely available?
So we've seen that already to a certain extent. We need to have built-in safety nets for that, meaning, okay, we are going to give somebody 100 doses of the vaccine. Let's say only 60 of their workers take it. Who would they partner with that if they don't, their staff don't take it, we give it immediately to those other people? That takes so much logistics and planning that I can't even imagine how massive a task that is. But yeah, with the vaccine hesitancy that is going on right now, we are going to end up with wasted doses if we don't do that.
Dr. Nikhila Juvati is the chief clinical officer at Loretto Hospital in Chicago's West Side neighborhood of Austin. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.